From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump and his attorney general, to be or not to be. The chief law enforcement officer of the United States is in a perilous position, undermined in recent days by President Donald Trump, who appointed him as attorney general. Jeff Sessions finds himself now under pressure to resign. Mr. Sessions, as an influential conservative Republican senator, was an early and strong supporter of Donald Trump's long-shot presidential campaign. But Mr. Trump in recent days has chastised Sessions for recusing himself from the Russian investigation, calling him beleaguered and weak. Cordy Lewandowski is the campaign manager for Donald Trump.
Well, the president's been very clear about this, George, and what he said was if he would have known that Jeff Sessions was going to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, then he would have looked at having an attorney general who was not going to recuse himself, because the question was, why wasn't that information known ahead of time? And it's clearly the president's prerogative to decide on who serves as the attorney general of the United States with advice and consent of the Senate, clearly.
To many in Washington, it appears that Mr. Trump is readying to fire one of his earliest supporters once again, Mr. Trump's former campaign manager.
Well, I don't think anybody has said that the president's going to or not going to fire Jeff Sessions. What the president has said, look, let's wait and see. And at some point, if the president decides to make a decision, it's going to be a decision that's thought out. It has been thought through, and there will be a plan in place if that's the way the president wants to go. But as of right now, like most other things, the speculation and conjecture about what the president is going to do, and Jeff Sessions remains the attorney general.
Donald Trump formulating his candidacy adopted many of Sessions' policies, such as immigration, using them to gain support with America's disenchanted conservative base and helping him to end up in the White House. This is VOA News. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Mr. Trump said that after consultation with his generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. He wrote, "Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail." In June of 2016, former Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the Pentagon over the course of a year was ending what he said was its discriminatory policies against transgender people. Afghan officials confirmed Wednesday a Taliban attack has left at least 26 people dead and 13 others wounded in the southern province of Kandahar. Defense Ministry spokesman Dawlat Waziri said the overnight attack also killed and wounded 80 Taliban assailants. Now, the Taliban says it captured the army base after killing 74 Afghan soldiers and capturing six others. And it's not possible to independently verify claims made by either side. Israel on Tuesday removed medical detectors from the entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued to offer prayers outside the mosque in protest. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli policemen at the site. In the meantime, Jordan's foreign minister Tuesday said justice will be sought in the killing of two Jordanians at the Israeli embassy in Amman on Sunday by an Israeli guard who said one lunged at him with a screwdriver. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says Moscow will likely retaliate against the United States in response to a new set of sanctions punishing Russia for interfering in last year's presidential election. Now, the bill also includes sanctions against Iran and North Korea, which has not settled well with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani here at his weekly cabinet meeting. If the enemy, the United States, breaches part of the deal, we will breach parts of it. If they breach the entire deal, we will breach it in its entirety. Rouhani is referring there to the nuclear deal that he'd struck with the Obama administration. A U.S. Navy patrol boat fired warning shots at an Iranian vessel in the Persian Gulf that came dangerously close to the U.S. warship Tuesday at a high rate of speed. Regional analyst James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says that this is indeed something that we'll have to watch out for. Among those, he cited the U.S. cruise missile strike targeting a Syrian airbase. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.